Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports to the Max is on the air on this Thursday night as we peek ahead to the weekend and do much more. I'm Mike Max. This is where I sit. Have been for 19 years now at this station doing this show. We did some work before that with this station on a freelance basis. And I was thinking about that at the State Fair coming up because my first opportunity to go on these airwaves, these hollowed airwaves that are WCCO, was really with Steve Cannon. Steve Cannon was the greatest. The afternoon drive host, you remember him? The Cannon mess. Ma Linger, Morgan Mundane, that whole crew that he brought with him into the studio. A little crowded some days when you go in there when they all showed up at the same time. But Steve Cannon did not like, never appreciated the State Fair for all its essence, like some do. And he was incredibly protective of Morgan Mundane and Ma Linger, and he did not want them exposed to the masses. And so he refused to bring them out to the State Fair. As a show, I guess, of loyalty, he didn't want them to be subjected to the public. He did not want them to be questioned. He did not want them to have to deal with the pomp and circumstance that is the State Fair in what could have been an uncomfortable situation. I think fair to say that all three, to an extent, introverted by nature, love to perform, love to be behind the microphone for the airwaves. But I remember Morgan in particular, it wanted nothing to do with the State Fair. And so he was the one that got the original boycott going. And I thought that was so loyal and that was so great of Steve to honor them because he did not want to subject them to what can be kind of a caged animal feel when your stars like that, and they were stars back in the day. So Steve would only go out there and do one show a year, and he'd do it without them. He would do it without them, and as big a part of the, big a piece as they were to his puzzle and his empire. He would go out there and do the show without the little cannons. And that was gracious to be sure. But I can just remember Steve and that deep voice of his exclaiming why the State Fair didn't mean maybe as much to him and his cast as it does to other people. I believe he'd just say, I ain't doing the fair. So, and yeah, every year when this comes around, I think about this because Steve was the first person that I really was on with here and when he was when he was doing the Cannon Mess, man, I'll tell you what, that was some must listen to radio. And I can just remember the first couple times that I went on. I was probably 25, 26 years old at the time, and how many people came up to me, called me, whatever. Back then we didn't have cell phones, at least not active ones. And I thought, man, this guy has an audience. He's got some juice. And he did, man. And there was only one Steve Cannon. We lost him. I don't know how many years ago it's been now, 5 or 6. But there was only one Steve Cannon. If you ever get Mike Lynch alone, ask him about Steve Cannon and what it was like to work with him, because it is second to none. Now, the other reason I thought about this was we were talking about Morgan Mundane. And that got me thinking about Morgan. And when I thought about Morgan, I thought, there's a town Morgan, Minnesota, but there's also David Morgan for the Minnesota Vikings. And so many of you probably want to hear from David Morgan in his second year playing tight end for the Minnesota Vikings. And so I thought it apropos, as I thought about Morgan Mundane, that I catch up and visit with David Morgan. Life when you're a veteran at training camp versus the first time around?
It's definitely a little different. You know, last year I was new to the whole process. I really didn't know what to expect, but it's definitely gone a lot smoother this year. Got a grasp on the offense. You know, things are just slowing down a lot more for me.
What is the grasp? What's the thing that takes the most time or the most difficult?
It's just learning a new offense. I mean, it's a NFL offense. It's a pro style offense, and so just a lot of stuff. You know, I played an offense or under the same coordinator for 5 years, and so yeah. I mean, I had the offense down. You know, everything I knew about it, and so just learning a new offense, there's always the things being added in, you know, just being changed. And so just getting the grasp on everything, you know, makes you think less and play faster.
Yeah, they're talking about getting physical and wanting to run the football. And Mike Zimmer's told me several times, we are going to run the football this year. That kind of plays into your game a little bit. Tell me about that, being physical at the line of scrimmage and being sometimes an extended offensive tackle almost.
Yeah, I mean, to be a good football team in the NFL, I mean, you got to be able to run the ball. And that being said, running the ball also sets up for a lot of other things. And so that's definitely a big emphasis we're, you know, putting in right now. But yeah, I mean, every team in the NFL is working their run game, and so we just got to go out there and actually do it and get physical up front.
Do you have to love to block to be a great blocker?
I mean, you don't have to love it, but it's definitely something you got to buy into.
But you got
to
do it, huh?
You got to do it. Yeah, you got to buy into it. And so, yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, it's, you know, being able and being willing to do it.
How about hands? Can you develop great hands? Are the guys either born with it or they're not, an ability to catch a football and to make it look soft?
No, yeah, that's definitely something. Obviously, people are gifted at catching the ball and things like that, but that's definitely something you can work on and become a, you know, like anything, become great at whatever it is you choose.
What's it like to work with Bradford?
It's awesome. It's been great. Obviously, last year, you know, the situation was not ideal, and, you know, kind of getting him and just kind of throwing him in the midst whenever he got here, but it's been good. Having a full offseason with him and in training camp and things like that, he's definitely done a lot better for us this year.
That means that the elevated, when you hear that beep, beep noise, that's not a storm. That's not a storm that you got to be heads up for, or a warning that's coming your way. They've got the camera mount that they shoot the practice from out there at Winter Park. And what do you call that, Dan, when you a hydraulic lift, right? Hydraulic, yeah.
Yeah, a lift.
And so when they need to bring it down at the end of practice, it starts with the beep, beep noise. And that's what they did, and then you have to wait until they get down before the beep beep ends. And Sid Hartman was doing an interview with Mike Zimmer when that happened. And was it Tom Kelly says, not good.
No.
Not good.
No.
Last night we had an interesting night here, Dan, as you know, because
yeah, we did.
We it really was. We and it's a staple to WCCO radio, and that is when the weather coverage merits it, we're all over it. We had a little bit of a problem last night because we couldn't find anybody, a weather person. And thankfully, Paul Douglas was outstanding for an hour plus with us when we tracked him down. He was just great. And then you, the listeners, called in, and we had texters that told us, please. You know what the good news and the bad news is about that, Dan? I come in here, and I pound the rock every night with this sports stuff, right?
Right.
I pound the rock. I try to find a David Morgan. Jim Carter is going to be on with us tonight. Charles Adams, who was supposed to be on this last night, because of the weather coverage. And we've got the over 65 national tennis tournament, which I think is kind of interesting for people as a way of staying active. We'll talk about that tonight. I get more comments from last night. I was driving home. And you kind of know why, because anybody that gets in their car is going, what the heck is going on here? And then you're going to turn to WCCO, right? Mm-hmm. But now you're going to turn to CCO, you're going to listen. Because you're going to be engaged in it, because what if it affects you?
Right.
What if they tell you that there's a tornado or a funnel cloud near your house and you're driving towards your house, things like that.
Music radio is fine. Sports radio is fine. Podcasts are great. All the different ways you can consume media, that's fine. None of those can do what we can do when it comes to weather coverage.
No, we've got the expert, Paul Douglas.
Yep.
We've got the callers. We've got the text line. We've got the newsroom watching, monitoring if the sheriff does anything. We've got yourself paying attention to and telling us what, or if there's a warning. What, I mean, it's fairly simple in that we've done it so many times that we can shift into it at a moment's notice real easy, you know. But you're right. I mean, you get the most comprehensive, and the listening audience is great because they participate and they text you something like tree down on 212 and whatever. Well, that's all you need to know, you know.
Absolutely. And you're 100% right. People, you know, when there's weather going on, they know where to go, and they know that they're going to get. So the National Weather Service damage assessment was out today. 7 tornadoes.
In Minnesota, touchdown?
In Minnesota last
touchdown
night.
Or not?
Touchdown, yeah. Plenty of them were F-0s. I mean, they were on the small side of the Fujita scale. So not as much damage.
Small side of the what?
Thankfully, the Fujita scale. That's what the F is.
Not familiar with the Fujita scale.
Sure you are. You know.
How is that compared to the Richter?
You're an expert. Well, Richter would be earthquake, so kind of different. But on the smaller side of tornadoes, right? I mean, the less dangerous. They're still dangerous, obviously, but on the less damage from these from some of these tornadoes. So I think there was a couple F2s, but 7 different tornadoes dropped last night.
So is it only registered as a tornado if it touches ground?
I believe so, yes. Otherwise, it's a funnel cloud.
Can it ever come halfway and go back up, or is that just a
funnel cloud? Oh, that happens all the time.
That is a funnel cloud.
That's a funnel cloud. Yeah, that happens all the time. Sure.
So as long as it doesn't make contact, it doesn't register as a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I got to tell you, the stories that you heard, though, I mean, the amount of rain in and everybody seemed to be safe, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was some minor damage, obviously, from some of these tornadoes. But
in terms of people.
Yeah, no major fatality or no fatalities that I heard of at all. So.
But the people that came up to me or talked to me or emailed me today said, you know, they tell stories of the rain sweeping across the freeway, mm-hmm. and they weren't sure if they should pull off to the side. And they saw 10 cars pulled off to the side, and they didn't know if they were going to hydroplane if they stopped. It was pretty interesting stuff.
And Paul was saying this last night, and he said it again today with Jordana, that, you know, part of what made this storm last night as dangerous as it was is because of the fact that there wasn't lightning, there wasn't hail, that these were tornadoes dropping out of downpours of rain. So what it would end up looking like, especially later in the evening when the sun was down, is just a sheet of rain. So you wouldn't even necessarily know that it was a tornado that you were looking at.
They call it a rain-wrapped tornado.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I picked there were areas of the state. One of the callers.
That's very nice. Yeah. There were areas of the state last night that got 9 inches of rain.
I know, out by Wilmer. Just a complete
downpour. So between the flooding concerns, you know, with that and the fact that that rain helped obscure some of these tornadoes, I mean, it was a nasty situation last night.
Well, and it happened right as, obviously, it got darker because of the weather to an extent.
But then the sun was
coming. But it happened
as
nightfall was coming, and we were talking about that today at the health club to one of our listeners. And I said, you know, once it's dark, how do you begin to pick up on it and the signals, as you mentioned, the lightning, the this, the that, even the wind wasn't that prevailing. The things that you would associate with a possible tornado, and then now you can't see.
Right, which is why you listen to WCCO, and we tell you what's going on. When we say head to the basement, we mean it. Head to the basement.
Yeah, and when they said tornado warning for those three counties, you know, that's all I need to know. When once they shift that from the watch to the warning, you know you're in serious business, right? Yeah. Plenty more to come on this edition of Sports to the Max. Jim Carter will join us. They completed the investigation in the University of Minnesota and the 10 players last year. And I don't know. Did they really complete it? I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this and the way that that it went down. And sometimes I wonder who they were listening to when they came to some of the summation that they did. And I think that warrants, and it will be a lively discussion here at 7 o'clock, folks, because Jim Carter is one of those guys. He's a fly in the ointment to a lot of people at the regions, the president's office, all that. And the reason that he is he does a lot of homework. And many times he's right. And they don't want to hear that. But you deserve to hear it. You really do. You deserve to hear it. You deserve to hear the truth. And we'll bring Jim Carter at 7 o'clock to talk about just that. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? Recorded by Bruce Helmer from our financial services program on Sunday morning. This Sunday, you know what I like on Sunday? I like the medical show. I think it's a great show. And to have a doctor that just gives you advice. I like all those shows. That and then the Bruce Helmer and Peg Webb talk about it. I came in here last week. There's a text on there. It said, tell Peg I need to get a hold of her. I got $700,000 I need to invest. That'd be a good day, wouldn't it? Jim Carter, you're going to want to hear this next on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.